Inner Circle members. It's a marvelous Monday, and the messages I want to share with you this morning comes out of what I see happening in the country at the moment, as change is taking place in people's lives, as change is taking place. There's a lot of change happening around. I'm busy doing a leadership training and development course for a pharmaceutical company, and it's involving a lot of change in the middle management, a lot of their structures, and that impacts their production, and it impacts their quality control and quality assurance. And so we're leading them through some of the laws of leadership to help them manage that change and handle that change. You know, and I was actually saying to them last week, just about how attitude is everything, because that's really where it starts, doesn't it? As we change our attitude, we change our actions. And when you change your actions, we change our results. And it's the one thing that we do have control over is our attitude. Not what someone does to you, not what the circumstances are dictating, not anything about what is said or done by anyone else, but our attitude and response to what happens in our lives. And I always think of Viktor Frankl and that Man's Search for Meaning, that wonderful book, where he said there remains one final frontier of human freedom, that we can choose our attitude in any given circumstance. Now that sounds like an amazing quote, doesn't it? Considering the guy was, I think he was like a psychiatrist, and he was in Auschwitz at the time, and he had lost the majority of his family, his wife and his parents. I think it was only his sister that survived. He was literally watching them go up in smoke. Now how terrible is that, and how incredible is that, that a man can choose his attitude in that circumstance. I tell you, he's way better than I have ever been. But I press on. So when people say to you, you know, that person makes me angry, no, they can't. Or she frustrates me, no, they can't. They can't do that. You've got to allow them to frustrate you. You've got to allow that other person in your office to make you angry. You are in control of your attitude. You respond. And what is attitude? I mean, I love the analogy that attitude is like a window through which we see the world. Imagine as you drive to work, your windscreen was full of mud, full of dirt. You wouldn't be able to see very well, would you? And that's the way you'd be seeing the world. But if you put on the windscreen wipers and you cleaned it up, you polished it off, the world would somehow look like a brighter place. And today, you choose, like every day, because every day is today, right? And today, you choose to clean your windscreen or leave it dirty. So I challenge you, as I challenge myself, every single day. It's marvelous Monday, terrific Tuesday, wonderful Wednesday, thankful Thursday, fantastic Friday, super Saturday, sleeping Sunday, whatever it is for you. But today is marvelous Monday. Choose your attitude well. Make a strong decision that you will dictate to your actions through your attitude, and you will change the culture around you in your own life, in your family, in your group, in your business, wherever you go, whatever you do. You are in charge. Guess what? No one else to blame, no one else to criticize, and no one else to judge anymore. Go to the man in the mirror, or go to the woman in the mirror, because they are there 100% of the time at each crime. So you decide, what is my attitude going to be? I'm going to change this world by changing me. Have a great day, guys. Cheers.